When you guys are working on an individual time, you're welcome to move the computers around and things like that. During the meetings, we have this kind of guide there, so you're not blocking the little cameras. Looks good. And if you like, when you have to use the whiteboard, attach the little marker pens to your belt or something. Okay, well, I'm recording, so you are ready to roll.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Abigail Clapton. You can call me Abby. So this is our kickoff meeting. And I guess we should all get acquainted. Should we all introduce ourselves?
Hi, I'm Kiara. I'm the marketing expert. Would you like me to talk about my names at the moment, or would you like me to just say my name and then we can talk about it?
I think we'll get
to one
just
later. My name is Kiara, I'm the marketing expert.
I forgot to say I'm the project manager, but I should be telling you that already.
I'm Stephanie, and I am the user interface designer.
I'm Krista, and I'm the industrial designer.
So here's our agenda for today. We're going to do some tool training, project planning, discuss things. So our aim is to produce remote control that is original, trendy, and user friendly. And to do this, we have to there are certain things we have to consider about functional aspects and conceptual design of the thing. So, there it is. But functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design. So, throughout our next couple of meetings, we'll be covering these things. So, we're going to try out our whiteboard. Draw our favorite animal to sum up the characteristics of that animal.
So you want us to draw it and then talk about it, or just draw it?
Both.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Who starts? You have to decide who
starts. No? Any volunteers? They don't know what they want to draw.
Does it have to be functional, trendy, and user-friendly?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll try.
A dolphin.
Yes.
So what characteristics do you like about your animal?
I like its tail. I think dolphins are really, they're smart and they're cute. And they like swimming, that's cool.
They're graceful.
They're graceful, yeah. And they're so
sleep.
Yeah, they're sleeping, they look intelligent, and I don't know, like, cause it's a little like binocular.
I don't know how intelligent that one looks.
Yeah, he has a little husky. I don't know, I think it's cool the interaction that, or the things that the reasons people seem to like, you know. You know, people are sitting on the beach and like, oh look, there's dolphins, and it's kind of, but you know, they jump around in the water and they're happy and they're animals, but it's really
cool. Anybody else draw their animal?
Suppose I can draw an animal, yeah. Yep. I don't know. They sleep all day. They're easy to draw.
Well,
I think the pen is running out of.
And the main reason is that they're pretty. I think they're very pretty and they go well with the environment and I like the way they run. And I used to do horse riding and they're just very sort of sturdy and nice animals. And I like the way they feel sort of under their hand. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So I'm thinking we should design a remote control that's water resistant, strong, and furry. You think?
Yeah. And furry?
Yeah.
Our selling price goal is 25 euro and profit aim is 50 million euro. So I'm guessing that we're not actually in Scotland, we're in some European country. And we hope to sell this internationally.
Sorry, can you just say that? What are our price goals again?
Selling price is 25 euro. Profit aim. 50 million. Yeah.
How many should we sell them?
Any more competition?
2 million.
4 million. And then, well, it's a profit, so the profit for each is.
Oh, yeah.
That would be 4 million. Good luck.
That's 53%. I don't know if he's new because I didn't actually make the selection. Experience with remote control. So I guess we have to reflect on our experiences with remote control suicide, but we would like to see a convenient, practical, nice remote control. So do we have any initial ideas for how this remote control should be designed or formatted or the concepts?
I think one thing is that it should be easy to find.
I think we should design something that has like a, so you can like somehow like, you, I mean, you always know where your TV is, so you should have a call button. I've always wanted
Yeah.
So you should have a call button on your television to be able to find your remote control.
And even I think a little light, or even a maybe a vibe, a vibrating thing. I don't know, but some, because it's usually under the sofa.
Yeah.
In which case you're going to be, but if it has a sort of signal which isn't only sound, I don't know if it's expensive, maybe.
Maybe
call is enough, but yeah.
But like, I mean, just, I mean, like your phone even just has some,
yeah.
It can vibrate, it can light up and make noise, and I don't know.
What if I had something like, like a magnet on the back of it, and you could, I mean, just to have some place to put it besides like a base, you know, like a phone has a base.
Yeah.
Like just to have a home for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
because people just stick it on top of their TV, but the point of having a remote is not to have to walk over to the TV.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's why it's always in the couch.
Yeah.
In the couch. I don't know. It seems like though that would be hard because. You're not gonna be lazy.
Maybe we should design couches to have the remote
control.
Yeah,
so the project is now couches. Even just the thing to attach it to the, you know, if you had a thing, a pretty object attached to the wall, but that would really make it more expensive. But it's only a plastic thing.
Yeah.
Something like that. And the other thing
it needs to be bigger to not lose, or something.
Bigger?
Not, well, it needs to be sort of
hand-sized.
Yeah. I don't think you need the.
Not huge,
but definitely not.
It can't be that hard to put some kind of a noise on it.
No, it can't.
No, it really wouldn't be.
Or like a light thing, you know. I don't know.
Like a spaceship.
Yeah. Or make it mobile so it runs around your house. Can I find you? Yeah. That would be really. I'm sure we could do that for 25 years.
So what do we think this remote control should have in its that's what we have left.
I also think though that it shouldn't have too many buttons because I hate
I agree.
Too many buttons.
The B button and the F button they don't do
like
anything.
Functions, but like just have like 8,000 buttons and like you never use half of them.
Yeah, what if maybe a little fancy, but what if it had like a little screen? So it has less buttons, but it still has all the functions.
That would be cool.
Like the one that that phone does.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like.
So you could like, like if you have, I don't know, if you have satellite, if you have 100 channels, you can, the way you do on your radio that you, what do you call it?
Select.
Yeah, but you can program. So you can program like your favorite channels. So like if you had a.
But. Would you have the screen on the thing, or would you have it on the telly transmitting the screen?
That's something we could decide.
I guess they would go together somehow. I don't know.
Because I don't know if it's going to be expensive. If you use the telly screen, because the telly is already a screen, then you can have a programming function, really easy, sort of arrow up and down on the remote, and then use the telly as a screen.
Yeah.
But for sure. Something like it's not on the button, but it's telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
It's like you see those, you know, people thinking like celebrity cribs kind of things when like they have all of these things at their house, you know, their entire house is so electronic and they have like this one master control that and it's like a handheld that turns on everything sort of control, and it has like a screen and like, so I think it should be possible to have some kind of screen. Like, it must be, it must be too expensive though.
But like mobile phones have screens,
yeah,
they're cheap.
Yeah, that's true.
We have to remember our budget is 12.
No.
$12.50 for to actually make the device.
Well,
but it's something
to think
about,
later,
yeah. And we'll have to see how much.
Well, we can find out probably on the internet how much it is. Yeah, the other thing you said, that thing about robust and water. Water resistant. No, but it's, I thought, spot on. Good feel, tactile,
yeah.
Good tactile feel. Maybe something that doesn't make your hands sweat a lot.
Yeah.
That's quite annoying.
Maybe just like a simple thing to have a clip on it. Like, so you can clip it to your.
Yeah.
Like, that's another.
Yeah, clip.
I should probably start wrapping up. We've got some initial ideas that we can all look into and come up with some new ones for the next meeting, which will be in another 30 minutes. So, yeah. What is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's going to be looking more into the working design, so I guess we'd be looking at what some of the things we discussed about screen and that's what is the
user?
That's me.
Yeah, what is it, Sandra?
User interface design.
So it's going to be more technical. I guess. But maybe the working design has also to do with the physical, like the way it works.
The working design
right.
Is the structure.
Yeah.
What is technical function exactly? I don't really know.
I guess you'd have to find out.
It's on the email.
It was in the email.
I just don't really
I wrote down what
it
mine
said,
were.
It said,
what effect should the thing have? Should it have? Okay.
Yeah, like
in working design. Okay.
Be a medium between you and the telly.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Alright. How it works. Okay. Alright.
And the resources. Yeah.
Marketing.
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 Right. So if you're working on the user requirements.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess that wraps it up. I'll see you all in 30 minutes. I just did.